2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Eye on the Hill.
We just hung up the phone with State Senator Lincoln Fillmore. He wants to raise the bar for everyday Joes to keep too many of them from getting investigated for price gouging by authorities. So, for example, the example he used, you buy too many baby wipes in a pandemic, you repost them for sale on Facebook, and suddenly the Division of Consumer Protection, the state of Utah, swoops in and tells you, prove to us you're not price gouging. I think what we've seen more of than anything, though, Connor, is people buying up all the TP and jacking up the price 1,000%. That's what we've seen more of. So Team Deb is, I hate price gougers. Team Connor is,
I say let the free market roll.
Why? You like being price gouged.
No one loves being price gouged, but when you look at it, it doesn't end up being that big of an issue. You end up finding toilet paper, someone else ends up having some, the prices come down pretty quickly, and so I think the cure is worse than the disease in terms of empowering the government to go after all these people who are selling a Nintendo Switch online for $5 more than they should. I just think we run into problems.
It's not $5. You're minimizing it. You know as well as I do, it's $500 more than they should. 801-575-TALK. Are you on Team Deb or Team Connor? We've got Tom from Bountiful on the line. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. My suggestion is that if these people are being accused, especially an individual or a small business, then the state should offer a public defender. And if they're found guilty, then of course, like in criminal or civil cases, then the defendant has to pay the legal burden. But otherwise, maybe they should also shift, if the defendant is found innocent, then shift the burden of the legal costs to the plaintiff.
Connor, your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts are, I think most of these business owners don't want, anything going to court. They want to make these problems go away quickly. They want to settle. They want to fix the problem. So while that may not be a bad idea, I think most business owners would prefer it never get to that point and they could just make these problems go away more on the front end.
Connor, I'm getting word that Brian from Woods Cross is on the line with us. Good morning, Brian. I haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks now, so it's good to hear from you.
It's good to be back on the air. I truly miss being able to chat with people. Doug Wright had his online discussions and on-air discussions, and I've missed that.
Oh, I'm glad to have you, but I'm hoping you pick Team Deb. I've got a fabulous T-shirt I'm going to price gouge you out of for just a mere $500,
well,
Brian.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll make you the picture.
I wish I was, but I'm truly in the Team Connor amazing court.
Okay.
Woohoo! Nice. And here's why. The problem with price gouging, air quotes, is that it's such a subjective decision. I go to a ski resort and I will pay $12 for a hamburger that would cost me $3 or $4 in the valley.
Ah.
That's considered price gouging in my mind, but it's normal course of business for them.
Well, the bowl of chili is only $15.
Yeah. See, and so there we go. We have this subjective, I feel like I'm being price gouged. We almost have an entitlement mentality that I should be able to buy a roll of toilet paper at a certain price. But let me throw this out as a way to think about it. If the Costco had known that there was going to be a run on TP, and if they had raised their price, would somebody have gone in and bought 500 rolls of toilet paper? No, they'd have bought what they needed simply because they couldn't afford to buy what they wanted. And that is one of the benefits of price gouging. It sounds, I know it sounds terrible to hear right off the bat, but if you think about it, by raising prices, people will buy what they need rather than hoard buying. The other option, of course, is a store can put limits and should put limits on stuff right away.
Right.
But
it took them a while to do. They didn't do that right away.
Yeah, and they should have done that when they saw that it was flying off the shelf. They need to have a sign that says we reserve to control quantities at any point at any time. But I think that the price gouging itself is a real question mark, because nobody's forcing anybody to buy toilet paper from me at three times what they could buy it someplace else for. And that, to me, is the beauty of the United States and our system, is nobody forces you to pay my price for anything. If I have a high price of gasoline, you can go across the street and they'll have it for less.
Well, Brian, thanks for your call. And again, the offer still stands. My T-shirt, $500. It's going to hashtag Team Deb. Hey, it's good to talk to you again. And glad you're still a friend of the show, Brian, from Woods Cross. Connor, let me run a couple of these by you and ask you if this is okay. This is ripped from the headlines. Ripped from the headlines over the last couple of weeks. $459 for a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Ooh.
$500 for a thermometer, $200 for a box of 10 face masks. So on Team Connor, you're okay with that?
Well, is Team Deb really going to sell any shirts for $500? That's the question.
They're
right?
Amazing. There's
when these people say, oh, high prices, come buy my stuff, chances are they're going to sell very few, if any. Competitors are going to have them at a much cheaper price, right? And if things are dire and people need it, then high prices do make sure that people only buy what they need. When you've seen hurricanes across the country and the price of gas skyrockets because everyone's running to the gas station to stock up, when the prices go up, what does that mean? It means people are only going to get the gasoline that they really need because of the higher prices, which ensures that it's distributed more fairly across a wider number of people rather than someone driving up with their tanker and siphoning off all the gas. So Brian had it right. I think it's either limits that a store can impose to say, hey, let's, you know, just do the right thing, 2 gallons for you or one pack of toilet paper for you, or the high prices is a free market mechanism to make sure that you can have as broad distribution fairly as possible, even though it does end up being a little harder for people to pay that higher price in the short term.
Team Connor, we're going to take a time out right now. We've got breaking news out of Minneapolis. The mayor is stepping up to the podium to hold a news conference after violent riots and protests there overnight.
Utilize resources, personnel from other jurisdictions. We've requested assistance from the state, and we are thankful to the governor for the support, as well as from the state patrol. This work is about protecting community. This work is about protecting infrastructure needed to get through this pandemic together. Our communities need these assets, especially during a pandemic. Our communities need grocery stores for food. We need banks for cash. We need pharmacies for needed medication. Let's hold these communities dear by doing right by them and by safeguarding them and these community assets that we know they need, especially during a pandemic.
The mayor in Minneapolis referencing overnight protests. There's a run on the Target store in the Minneapolis area. He is calling for assistance from the National Guard, Connor. And we know that I believe the riots are still continuing this morning. I want to just dip back into that press conference the mayor in Minneapolis is holding right now. I believe he may be calling the chief of police up to the podium as well. Maybe a relative of George Floyd. Andrew, do we know who's stepping up to the podium right now?
Amazing.
It may be
a city councilor. I'm sorry, we're just getting this news feed, Connor, live into the news the KSL news studios right now. So I'm trying to parse through who's speaking, and it looks like a city councilwoman has now stepped up to the microphone. She's singing? She's singing, yeah.
Like me, I grew up in a religious family, in a religious home. I grew up in the church with Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and he talked about these injustices every Sunday. I want to offer some amazing grace to Bridget Floyd, to Philanice Floyd, to Tara Floyd, Rodney Floyd, to the entire Floyd family. My deepest condolences and sympathies are with you in this traumatic, tragic moment of grief. I also stand here to grieve with my community today, with all the black people all throughout this country, all throughout America, and right here in Minneapolis. We feel as if there was a knee on all of our collective necks. A knee that says black life does not matter to the institutions that dictate what happens in this culture and society. I am a part of this system to help to take that knee off of our necks. And that is the work that I will be doing.
You've been listening to a press conference out of Minneapolis where a city council member and also the mayor has just been speaking after overnight riots. AutoZone raided, a Target store raided in Minneapolis, and Connor Boyack, a guest host here on the Dave and Dujanovic show, filling in for Dave Noriega. You're social distancing for me. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see the, that press conference we were just listening to, but certainly I thought with the firing of those four officers, including the one who now stands accused of, or at least alleged to have killed Mr. Floyd. I thought with the firing of that, with the firing of those officers, what the mayor was trying to do was avoid what happened anyway, those protests.
I think that was certainly the intention. What we're seeing here, I think, is that yesterday's events with George Floyd, when this happened, it's tapping in for a lot of people to a much more broad problem and concern they have, which is why I think as these things happen, it's not enough to just deal with the acute problem, these officers and firing them. For a lot of people, this is a much bigger problem, and they're letting out this kind of almost pent-up energy, I think in a very bad and unproductive way, right, with destroying private property of completely unrelated businesses. But I think it does show that for a lot of people, they are really fired up about the broader issue of race and excessive force by law enforcement. I don't think this is a problem that has an easy solution, and that's why I think we're seeing the spillover effect that we are.
The mayor of Minneapolis just moments ago calling on the governor to send in the National Guard to help protect the businesses and the stores that are being rioted on overnight, and perhaps those will unfortunately continue throughout the rest of the day. Our team of reporters, producers, of course, watching, all eyes on Minneapolis and other parts of the country as riots have erupted after the death of George Floyd. The Dave and Dujanovic show will continue.